So we saw the Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Talid, and the Gemara in Kufiyat Zayin on the base. So the Gemara there groups, the Gemara clearly groups Rediyas HaPas together with Tekiyah Shofar. Right, both of them have a din of a Chachma Vein HaMelacha, and we saw like a whole range of Shitos in the Rishonim, whether Rediyas HaPas is going to have a din of Melacha Daraisa, if it's at an early stage, whether it's going to have a din as a Melacha Darabanan, in which case it would seem that you would need both a Shinoi and Litzorech Hayom. That was the seems to be the Rif suggestion, or the Ramban suggestion. And then a final suggestion of the Ran, that it's only Asar Midin Uvdin Dechol. And since it's only Midin Uvdin Dechol, the moment it's Litzorech Hayom, so it's going to be Mutter right away. You don't need anything else other than that. You don't need a Shinoi, you don't need... you don't need a Shinoi. That was the argument of the Ran. Now that's all with regard to Rediyas HaPas. What about the other din in the Gemara? What about Tekiyah Shofar? Chachma v'ina Melachai. So is that going to be Aser Midrabanan? Does that have a din of a Shavus, or is that going to be Motel Chatchila? What do you see? So Rachel, what do you think? What's the status of Tekiyah Shofar?
Well, from Chachma v'ina Melachai, we compare it to Rediyas HaPas, and we think that the Gemara was clear because it would have whatever the din of Rediyas HaPas is. Right? Presumably, okay. Unless you split up the statement to no. Chachma v'ina Melacha means that you
Okay, what do we know factually about the Gemara?
The Gemara in Chavtet doesn't have explicitly say it's only Darabanan.
Gemara in Chavtet where?
Rosh Hashanah.
So. Let's take a look at that Gemara. What does the Gemara actually say? Chavtet and Abed and Rosh Hashanah. Yossi, it's nice to have you back. Tell us, what does the Gemara say?
Oh, should I read it or just...
Yeah, read it quickly. Minani Mili.
Minani Mili.
What does the Mishnah say? Don't read inside, just tell me outside.
The Mishnah says that it was my focus, what to do on Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah. The Mishnah said in the Beis HaMikdash they used to, and then nowadays we do
it... What, outside the Beis HaMikdash?
Only the people around the city could
okay.
do it also there. But
so
other than
so
that,
normally yeah. outside the Beis HaMikdash they wouldn't blow shofar.
Yeah.
Okay.
And based in
Yavne. Based in Yavne is going to have a din of based on Mikdash.
Yeah.
So what does the Gemara say? The Gemara asks, why is there no Tekiyah Shofar on Shabbos? So what does the Gemara say?
Amar Rabbi Levi Bar Lachma, Amar Rav Chama Bar Chanina, Kasev Echad Omer Shabbaton, Zichron, Trua Rav Chasev Echad, Trua Yeh Lachem. Lo Kasha Kam Biyontav Shechaliyos B'Shabbos, Kam Biyontav Shechaliyos.
This is very fascinating, don't you think? What's the Gemara suggesting here?
That there's a pasuk from the Torah that says that you don't blow on Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah, because it just says Yom Teruah instead of it just says Zichron Teruah instead of Yom Teruah.
That's very surprising.
Yeah.
You have two reports in the Torah
yeah.
as to what Rosh Hashanah is supposed to be.
Yeah.
According to one of the reports of Zichron Teruah, so you have Rosh Hashanah without Tekiyah Shofar. Right? That seems to say that you could somehow accomplish the Teruah without actually having a Tekiyah Shofar. Zichron Teruah, not actual Teruah. The Gemara rejects that. Why? Because the question from the Beis HaMikdash, if it's really Xeris HaKasev, why belong Shofar in the Beis HaMikdash? So what's the Gemara answer?
Should I just skip to Al Amar Rav Midoraisa Mishri Shari V'Rabbanan Hudigazer V'Kidurav Nad Amar Rav HaChochayavin B'Tkiya Shofar V'Ena Kobakiyam B'Tkiya Shofar Zer Hashem Yitlenu V'Yado V'Yelech Etel Baki Lomot Yavrena Arva Amos V'Chusu Rav V'Ainu Tamu Tula.
So the reason why you're not going to blow Shofar in Rosh Hashanah because the Chashash you might carry a 4 Amos in Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara here says Tekiyah Shofar is a Shavuos.
It says Gzera. I don't know what.
What's the Gzera here? The Tekiyah Shofar?
No, it's Sheva Yitmon.
Okay. So the Gemara actually seems to say there's no inherent problem with Tekiyah Shofar itself. The only problem is the Chashash that you might carry the Shofar Rishus HaRabim. And why the Gemara says Rishus HaRabim doesn't say Mirshus HaYachad Rishus HaRabim that we spoke about last semester. Right? The Kapos Tamar, Mdiyak and Rashi, Machovish Rashi Tosfos. Okay, we'll come back to that later. So the Gemara here doesn't say anything about Shavuos and Tekiyah Shofar. The Gemara only says something about the Chashash Shema Yavirena Dalet Amos Rishus HaRabim. Who does raise the question of Shavuos B'Tekiyah Shofar? Who raises the most ambitious question of anybody here?
What is Shavuos?
Shavuos? Let's assume that it means a Melacha D'Rabbanan.
Instead of Ixera.
No, as opposed to being a Melacha D'Araisa and as opposed to being Uvdin D'Chol. It means like a quasi Melacha. But it's a Melacha Midrabbanan. So who raises the strongest question here?
So for the Achron it was the Taz?
Yeah, crazy Taz. Taz in Tavkuf Pei Ches Hei. What does the Taz say? This is really remarkable.
Why isn't it Aser Mishum Shem Yitzakei Naklid?
When?
whenever you blow. Why isn't blowing the shofar? Oh, on regular Yom Tov.
What's Yom
Tov? On non Shabbos.
Right.
Meaning?
Why are we allowed to ever?
Yeah. Right? Why are you ever allowed to have Tkiyah shofar? Why don't you say that even on. You see that Xerim Yidrabanan of Shami Yavirna Daladamas Purshis Arabim could be Mevatel the Dindo Rice of Tkiyah shofar, like you find on Shabbos. Shabbos is an obligation, but the Chum override it. So say the same thing for every Rosh Hashanah. You have an obligation to blow shofar. We know you're not allowed to blow instruments on Shabbos because of Xer Hashem Yitakeh and Kli Shir. You might turn it into, you might make a Kli. So why not say that every Tkiyah shofar is also, even on Rosh Hashanah, because also Mishum Shavuos. Tav Kuf Peches Pei. Ain Token B'Shofar, Mishum Shem Yitlana B'yad Alei Lechei Tzabak Yivil B'Adadadadadadadadadadad. The Hikshah Mizrahi, the Yom Tov Nami Nigzar, Shem Yitakeh and Kli Shir. So what does the Taz answer? Yeah, are you? That's the second answer of the Taz. That's the famous answer.
Okay.
Just like we say, Yesh Koch Biyad Chachamim to make a Gezera. Yesh Koch Biyad Chachamim Lasos Tziyag La Torah. The Chachamim don't have the Koach Lavar Al Divrei Torah. They can't tell you to violate a Divrei Torah. So since the Torah explicitly says that there is Tkiyah Shofar in Rosh Hashanah, it's inconceivable that the Rabbanan could wipe it off the map. In certain instances, they could say that you're not allowed to blow, but to do away with the mitzvah in its entirety, that the Chum don't have the power to do. That's the suggestion of the Taz. Therefore, you can't have a Shavuos of Tkiyah Shofar. You can't say that the actual blowing it is a Shavuos. Now, seemingly, that would only be true when, let's say, according to the Taz, what's the din on every other Shabbos and Yom Tov? Yes, then you have a regular Shavuos. It's a special halacha with respect to Rosh Hashanah that they can't override the din d'oraisa because the Torah says Yom Tshua Yelechem. But when it comes to Shabbos, when it comes to Yom Tov, so the normal Shavuos, the Chasha, Shema, Yitakin, Klishir is in place, and you're not allowed to blow shofar on any other Chag. That's the second answer of the Taz. What's the first answer of the Taz? Q.
It's not like you don't use shofar for shir, it's just for the mitzvah.
Oh. So does he mean this on Rosh Hashanah or does he mean this on any chag?
Yeah, it looks like it's an inherent statement in shofar, but
yeah, I thought so too.
Yeah.
Well, if you has dieting here, the call shofar lo nitan l'shir, elit kueishal mitzvah. Alkein lo gazru. Sounds like there are certain things that are defined as instruments. A shofar, because it's only used for the mitzvah, is not. Or it doesn't constitute an instrument. So there's no chashash, Shem Yitakeh klishir for a shofar. So according to that answer, it would seem that not only is tkiyah shofar mutar on Rosh Hashanah, it should be mutar on any Yom Tov. Right, so unless he means dafka something with respect to it, it doesn't sound that way, right? It sounds,
yeah.
I think Q's correct here. The Einlem, kol shofar lo nitan lishir. Right, the voice of a shofar doesn't lend itself to music. Elit kuei shel mitzvah. That definitely seems to be the implication of that. So you have your two extremes. Either it's a din miyuchad in Rosh Hashanah, they can't override the mitzvah, or it just has to do with the nature of the kol shofar. If you take the first answer of the Taz, so what attack is he open to? Let's say you take the first answer, the way Q explained it. Is it okay just from the Gemara's itself to say that there's no Shavuos in Tkiyah Shofar? No, why?
Because we know Rudi Esapas has a problem once.
Right, it seems from the association of the Gemara with Rudi Esapas, it would seem that there has to be some sort of Isser Midrabanan. That's why the Gemara in Kuf Yud Zayin Mabeis requires the Shinoi. That's why the Gemara in Daf Dalet tells us that you're not allowed to do Rudi Esapas in order to save the guy from a chet. Right? There's some sort of iser here. So if you assume that chachma ve'ena malacha he connotes a certain iser, then it should extend as well to tkiyah shofar.
Why can't it be the zirish and the avirena?
No, because the Gemara is saying tkiyah shofar is a chachma ve'ena malacha he.
I'm saying why can't it be a chachma with regards to Shabbos? Meaning, a Yom Tov would be fine, but in terms of Shabbos.
But the first answer is saying that it shouldn't even be a Shabbos on any Yom Tov. first answer is that.
And Yom Tov, I'm saying, but when we say Chachma min Malacha, maybe it's Chachma min Malacha.
And L'inyan Shabbos that we defined as a Malacha, L'inyan Yom Tov wouldn't.
Yeah.
How would, on what basis would you distinguish?
If our Chashash is Shema Yavirana.
That's not our Chashash right now. I would put aside the Gemara and Kaf Testament base.
I'm saying, well, why?
We're talking about a Shavuos of Shem Yitakim Klishir.
I'm saying, when the Gemara here quotes that Gemara and whatever it was, Shabbos Kaf is done about Chachma min Malacha. So I don't know why we're assuming that it has to be a Shavuos for the same reason that Rudi Arapaz is a Shavuos. Why can't it be a Shavuos? Because why can't Shem Yavirana be the reason that it is a Shavuos?
Because there's Tkiya Shofar.
Yeah, Tkiya Shofar is also because of Shem Yavirana.
Oh, but it seems like it's talking about the act, right? Yes. You would have thought that Tkiya Shofar is a Malacha, Kamashma, and it's only a Chachma. It doesn't constitute a Malacha.
Meaning, you're equating Shavuos with on Malacha level?
Yeah, there's a Malacha Drabanan in blowing this instrument.
Okay, so you're separating Shavuos and Gzira.
Right, nothing
but
to do with carrying.
What about spinning Gzira? It'd be Gzira, Shemi, Takin, Klee.
Yeah, but that's why all musical instruments would... That's why playing music on Shabbos would be a Shabbos.
So then Shabbos is...
Because maybe Li De Milacha.
Fine, so Shabbos is... Can be something that stems from Gzira.
I understand, but he seems to read that into the actual Tekiya HaShofar. That action of Tekiya would be Aser. If it's all just like Shash of Shemi Yavirna Dalaram Spirishas Arabim, right, then it's just a concern that you're going to carry it.
Right, and because we're concerned that you're going to carry it, we tell you don't touch it. And don't blow it.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, I didn't read the Gemara that way at all. I don't know, let me think about it. Okay. Well, Chor, that's how I would have objected to the question of the Taz. And you'll see that the Chacham Tzvi asked that question. Right? Anybody see the Chacham Tzvi? Quoted in the Shari Tshuva. That he asked this question. He says, how could you say that it's not a Shavuos at all? After all, the Gemara in Chulin and the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Chav Testament Beis and the Gemara in Shabbos says Chachma Veina Malacha. Chachma Veina Malacha seems to read that you would have thought that it's really a Malacha. There's a Malacha in Tekiya Shofar. Kamash Malan, that it's only Nisar Drabanan in the Tekiya. How could the Taz come along and say it's Mutar Lagamri? Okay. What's the evidence? Let's turn to the evidence in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph, Lamed Beis Lamed Beis in the Mishnah. Why don't we look at individual cases now? From the perspective of the Gemara, do we find any restrictions on Tekiya Shofar and Rosh Hashanah? So Yossi, what do we find? Lamed Beis Lamed Beis and Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph.
Maybe Nashim.
Nashim, right? What does the Gemara say about women?
That they can't. I think because of Baal Tosef.
Okay,
that's already Rashi. Right? Yeah. Should I?
So the Mishnah says
kids can. But
yeah. Ein ma'ak b'nes atinokos militzkoaf. If young kids are blowing shofar from Rosh Hashanah, so you're not going to hold them back. Okay, you're allowed to let them, and you must ask any mom, you're allowed to help them. But then the Gemara says, in Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph, the implication is that that Ketanim ain ma'akvin, Nashim ma'akvin. So why ma'akvin asan Nashim? What's the basis to say ma'akvin asan Nashim?
The pasuk of that smicha is just for men. I'm not sure the connection.
In the Gemara?
Yeah.
Okay. What's the connection in the Gemara?
Whether a mitzvah which they're not chayv in, is it or shus for them to do or not? Is that
okay? So what's the case? What's
just
the
a smicha for a korban?
Yeah. Why is that a problem?
Because women aren't chayv in it.
So a woman's not chayv in smicha, right? She's not chayv to do smicha on the korban. So the question is she allowed to? What is that contingent on? Why should she not be allowed to?
The Lord doesn't say, but I think maybe Baal Tosef.
What?
A problem of riding
on Shabbos. Riding, just leaning on the animal? That case is not talking about Shabbos. That case is talking about a woman's bringing a karban. She has no chiv smicha. Why would that be Baal Tosef?
There's no chiv.
You think that's Baal Tosef? That case is not from some chos rishus? Pasha's not. What's the simple reading of why there's nisr of nashim samchos? What? What do you say? I'm not sneezing. How was it? I think it's a Gemara. Does the Gemara say? Gemara not here, but the other Gemara says. Because it's a problem of avodah b'kachim. You're not allowed to do work. You're not allowed to use an animal of kachim for labor. So by you leaning on the animal, that's avodah b'kodshim. So the question is now. So a woman is not obligated to. She wants to do it anyway. So do we allow her or not? So you're going up against a potential iser of giza of avodah b'kodshim. So the question is, does her volitional mitzvah, her voluntary mitzvah, does that override the iser of avodah b'kodshim? For someone who has a chiyuv, it certainly does. That's why a man who brings a carbon is allowed to do smicha. But for a woman, so it's machlokes in the Gemara. Nashim som chos rishus, nashim ein som chos rishus. Does that voluntary mitzvah override the iser avodah? So the Gemara says that's analogous. That machlokes about whether or not nashim could do smicha will dictate whether or not ma'akven es hanashim miletkoa b'rosh Hashanah. A woman wants to blow shofar, or do you stop her? So it depends on that machlokes. So what does that imply?
There's an iser d'oraisa, or an iser.
There's an iser, right. It implies that there's some sort of iser preventing her from blowing shofar, because if there's no iser, then why not go ahead and do it? So the question now is, what is that iser? Why are we preventing her? So what does Rashi say? What's the iser? Why should she not be allowed to blow shofar? Aryeh?
Paltosif.
Very good. Very, very shocking, Rashi. Vashon l'amigim l'amid alif. Hanashim ma'akvin. Why do we stop them? Depturos legamri. The mitzvah seishes ma'gramanhu. Tzkiya shofar is the mitzvah seishes ma'grama. Mechitaki ike baltosif. When they blow shofar, that's going to be considered baltosif. Okay, we'll see whether that's a good case of baltosif. But, according to Rashi, the only iser you would encounter here is baltosif. Implying what, Pinchas? Yeah, it sounds like there's no inherent shvus in tkiah shofar. The tkiah itself is not usur. The only problem is the problem of Baal Tosef. Very fascinating. Who disagrees? Tosos. Contemporary Tosos, right? Tos de Ramaschil. Micha Bashal, right? Yeah. Question is about a woman putting on tefillin. That's a Tosos over there. So, what does Tosos say about this Rashi? Tosos quotes Rashi, Baal Tosef, if he doesn't like it. And what does he suggest? Excellent. Tosos says it's not because of Baal Tosef. And we'll come back to this Baal Tosef question in a second. It's really because you have a Malacha Drabanan in Tkiah Shofar. Blowing the shofar itself is a Malacha Drabanan. Clearly, he's assuming against this Taz. Remember, this is not even talking about Rosh Hashanah Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, a regular Rosh Hashanah. So Tosa is saying that we're not going to allow the man da Amar ein noshim somchos b'shos, that they're not allowed to smicha. So we would also say that they're not allowed to blow shofar in addition or on. They're not allowed to blow shofar on their own because you're violating an Isser Shabbos. This question becomes very relevant for any time someone goes to shul and they come home and their wife didn't yet hear tzkiah shofar. Right, the question in the Gemara is whether the woman herself could blow shofar. That's going to be a machlokes. Nashim som chos rishus or not. But now you could have a parallel question, or let's say better yet, she has to be yotzei her chiyuv tzkiah shofar. They already blew shofar that morning in shul.
She's
pater. Oh, she's pater, sorry. She wants to be yotzei her chiyuv tkiah shofar. She wants to be yotzei. They already were tokeh and shul. Any extra tkiah is going to be a violation of a shvus. So what's the best way now in being mekayim her mitzvah?
That's because then you'd be able to blow 90 kolot.
Oh. Okay, so Pinchas over here says, I have a more fundamental challenge. How many tkiyos are midoraisa?
Nine.
How many kolos are daraisa?
Nine.
Seems like it's nine from the Gemara. The Gemara says you learn out from, says Chua three times in the Torah. You have a separate lima to tell that every tkiah has to have it says Chua three times in the Torah. We learn out that you have to have a pshuta lefana and a pshuta la'acharea. So you have three chuas. Each chua has two kolos along with it, so you have nine kolos. That's the Gemara we'll see in a moment. So Pinchas asks, very sharply, if you have to worry about an iser shavus every time you're blowing, how do we have all these extra kolos? That's your question. Okay. We'll come back to that. We're going to get to it. If you went through the Makoros in advance, you know that we're going to get to it. I think I actually left that off the Makoros sheet. So. Mm-hmm. I think so. I'm not sure. Depends how much you read into the Tshuva of Rav Haigon, quoted in the Beis Yosef. Okay. And the Ramban and the Mochamas. We'll get back to it. So let's turn to the Rosh in Perek Dalet, Halacha Zayin in Rosh Hashanah. So this is the question about what's the best way for the woman to fulfill their mitzvah. Perek Dalet, Halacha Zayin. Bruei Machlokas quoted in the Rosh. Bruei Machlokas. So what's the position of the Baal Eter? It's the top of the second column. Baal Eter Kasav. Yeah, Jeremy saw it.
Yeah.
What's his shita, Baal Eter?
His shita is that a woman could be tokot Watsma.
Could?
Watsma, but other people can't do it for them.
Excellent. The Baal Eter says that a man comes home from shul. His wife wants to fulfill the mitzvah of Tkiya Shofar. So if she wants to fulfill the mitzvah, she has to blow for herself. He's not allowed to blow shofar for her. He doesn't explain. If you look at the Karban Nisanel, it actually ties our sugyas together very nicely. Karban Nisanel and Simon Kuf and Simon Reish says, why? Because Elahein ba'atzman, she has to do it for herself. Mipnei nachas ruach kemos smich. Aval la'acher, lo amrinan chatei b'shvil nachas ruach lenashim. Dehayeshbo iser shvos. We can't tell her husband to do an aveira to violate the mitzvah drabanan, so that she could fulfill this, you know, voluntary kiyum of tkiyah shofar. Right? So this ties the sugyas in very nicely together. That's the Karban Nisanel's interpretation. Meaning, he can't violate the shvus for her. So if she wants to do it, she has to do it on her own. That's the Baal Eter. He's very machmir. He takes the shvus very seriously. The husband cannot blow up. Clearly, I don't think we pass on this way, right? Never seen it happen. V'nagu ba'ashkenaz. So now the Rosh quotes another day. Avinagu ba'ashkenaz. Rachel, you have it.
Avinagu ba'ashkenaz v'chol ha'nashim v'yodol kodim shakatu v'ya kneset v'dishe yotzi ha'yotzi ha'tokeha adat.
Okay, what's going on here?
So, I mean, I don't understand exactly what the kodim v'ya kneset thing is. I'm guessing it's just because he's missing shul.
No. Read it again.
He should blow before he goes to shul, so that way he'll be mutzi himself before, and that way when he goes to shul, so he's not, meaning he won't have a, meaning if he does it the other way around, then it'll be Baal Tosif.
Baal Tosif or
Shvus.
Okay, some Shvus for now. Okay. Excellent. So the reason, so the Minig in Ashkenaz is that if someone's wife wants to be Yotzei Tkiyah Shofar, so he should blow for her before he goes to shul, before he's Yotzei his Tkiyos. So there's no extra Tkiyah of a Shvus. Because all his kolos now are kolos shel Chiyuv, i.e. his own Chiyuv. She's being Yotzei along with him. But for him to come after he's been Yotzei his Chiyuv and blow extra kolos for her, that would be Asur Midravana. So once again, this Minag and Ashkenaz is taking, arguably, this Minag Ashkenaz is taking the Shvus even more seriously than the Sefer Eter. Because at least the Sefer Eter was saying maybe he's paskening Nashim Somchos Rishos that she could blow for herself if she wants. The Minig Ashkenaz seems to be saying, it's not clear if he fully disagrees with the Eter, that no, she can't blow for herself. The only solution for her is for the husband to blow for her before he was Yotzei his own Chiyiv, and they'll be Yotzei together. Good? So Kuvet, this Minig Ashkenaz is even more stringent in defining the Shvus than the Baal Eter. Okay. Then you have the Shita of the Rav Yah. All right, what does the Rav Yah say?
Seems more relaxed about it.
Super relaxed about it.
Chill.
Yeah, he's very chill. The Rav Yakasav, and we'll see that his grandfather, the Ravan, was super not chill about it. Not about this case, but about a parallel case. The Rav Yakasav, Kivan Dinashim Somchos Rishos, Vavdi Smicha Bakafas Yadai, Afgad Mizaslavod Bakachim. See, the Rosh here says Avod Bakachim. Afgad Dominik Taslavod Bakachim. Hu Hadin Bitkia Sheikhachim Vein Malacha, Mutar Lutkoa Behem. It's mutter to blow shofar for the woman, va'afilu misha yotze kvar, even somebody who already was yotze is chiyuv. And what's his proof? V'chei nir lomar, t'lo griya isha mikatan, shelo yeh l'chinuch. The Mishnah said that you allow the ketanim to blow shofar even though they didn't reach chinuch yet. and Miss Askin Imahen, you're allowed to help them out. Kol Shekein Lanashim, the Mechavnos LeMitzvah, Miss Askin Behem Kadesha Yilmadu. What's the proof? What's that proof from the Mishnah?
That if even you can help children who are not.
If you could help the Ketanim who don't have a Kiyam Mitzvah here, Kol Shekein, you could help the Isha who's Mechavin LeMitzvah. She has a Kiyam Mitzvah. You could argue about how strong her Kiyam Mitzvah is in the case of Mr. Shizman Grandma, but she certainly has a Kiyam Mitzvah. Right? Shagas Aryeh goes to town on this Ravya, very upset with it, and Simon. I didn't put this on the Marmakomos because it's a long tshuva. But the Shagas Aryeh and Simon. Didn't write down the Simon we have here. And Simon Kufdalid argues on the Ravya, and he challenges the Raya. First, he actually also asks about Chateke Deshi Yizga. Right? How could you, essentially the question of the Itter, how could you violate a Shvus for her? Second of all, he says, I don't like your proof from the Mishnah. How do you challenge the proof from the Mishnah? Theoretically, how do you challenge it? It's always the Katan challenge.
The Chinoch.
Yeah.
He'll get there.
Exactly. Asi Lidei Chiyuv. Asi Lichlal Chiyuv. Right, so even though the Isha has a quasi mitzvah right now, and the Katan has nothing right now, nonetheless, you could train the Katan because it's Asi Lichlal Chiyuv. Mash Enkein for a woman because they're never going to be Asi Lichlal Chiyuv.
It's a Katan Shvah
Giyuv. Maybe there's a Raya that you can't argue, can't use social arguments. Because otherwise, you might say they will be Asi Lichlal Chiyuv when social standards change. No?
Wait, who will be Asi Lichlal?
Women.
Yeah, if you could define some of the things socially, then it might be Asi Lichlal Chiyuv.
Why?
Because the social standards could always change.
Oh,
I'm just kidding. It's not the strongest right.
But what is there like a difference between a Katan Shalakiyuv Chinuch and?
Yeah, well, here it's saying even if they.
Oh yeah, the fun thing about this was though he's learning Yilchinuch, but he could still learn how to play shofar. So like Chinuch,
right.
We learned that like Chinuch is something like intellectual, but like shofar is just like. Like something like physical, like a, just like an action.
Even though it's a chachma.
Right.
Even though it's a chachma.
You're right.
Very good point. So that's the Shagas. Shagas Ari is very unhappy with this Ravya. How's the Shulchan Aruch Paskin? 3 days here in the rush. How's the Shulchan Aruch Paskin? If you had to guess, even. How's the Shulchan Aruch Paskin? Just from Maisim B'chol Yom.
With the Ravya.
Yeah. Shulchan Aruch Paskin is like the Ravya. Tavkuf Pei Tes Vav. Afal Pisha Nashim Pturos Yicholos Litzkoa V'chein Acher Sheyotza Kvar. Somebody else already Zotzi Yitzchiv Yochel Litzkoa Lohotziyam. So the Shulchan Aruch Paskin is leniently like the Ravya, downplaying the Isser Shvus. However, is this sufficient? And this is going to be a parallel question. Okay, so until now we have machlok asks whether or not what's the best course of action. But what about the bracha? Does this sufficiently warrant, meaning, do you believe that there's a sufficient kiyam mitzvah here to say that she could actually make a bracha or the Baal Tokeah can make a bracha for her?
It's a whole separate question.
You think it's totally separate? Okay, so to respond to Jeremy's point, I would say the following. Three of machlokas in the rush. So does that machlokas necessarily tell you about how strong the Isser Shvus is? Or perhaps, could it reflect not about how strong the Isser Shvus is, but how seriously you take the notion of Nashim Samchos Rishus? For example, the Ravya could be lenient, either because the way Aryeh explained it, that Nashim that there's no strong Isser Shvus when it comes to Tzkiyah Shofar. Anytime there's a little Tzorech, there's a little meaning, it's already sufficient to justify the extra Tzkiyos. Or maybe the Ravya is lenient because he thinks that when someone voluntarily takes upon a mitzvah, that's considered like a full-fledged mitzvah. Mashal ma'a davar domeh, machleim es machogas in the Rambam and Rabbeinu Tam. Machlokas Ashkenazim and Sfardim.
whether or not a woman will make a bracha on a mitzvah seh, she's mangrama. Right? The first half of the Rosh even quotes that position of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam thinks that when women voluntarily take on a mitzvah seh, mangrama, they make a bracha. The Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch disagree. So you might say, so how do you know? How do you know whether this machlokes is a function of the shvus b'tkiya shofar, or whether it's a function of how seriously you take the kiyum mitzvah of women in mitzvah seh shel mangrama that are done voluntarily? Do you hear that? So how do you know? So you might try to gauge that based off the question of bracha. If you think that the tkiya shofar for the woman doesn't justify a bracha, then clearly you're saying that's not going to be a function of the shvus. That would be a function of your believing that her kiyum mitzvah here doesn't justify a bracha. That's a function of how strong you think the kiyum mitzvah is. Right?
Wait, if she doesn't need a bracha, then...
Then you would say that she doesn't have a full-fledged kiyum mitzvah.
And therefore you need...
That's why you can't make a bracha. I don't have the right to... I can't make a bracha.
And therefore, his reason would be shus.
So if you're going to... Right, so if you're going to pass in that you're not going to need a bracha, then it would seem that you're going to pin the machlokas on a question of shavuos.
Yeah.
You're saying the Ramah and Shulchan Aruch are both working within the Rav Yah's opinion, but arguing about whether he's saying it's a chedesh in shavuos or a chedesh...
Okay. Yeah.
So that is a machlokas between the Mechaber, who rules over here in Tavkuf Peiches Simen Vav, Aval ein mevarchos v'lo yivarchu lahen. That even in a case, that even though the Mechaber says, I'm going to paskin like the Ravya and be mekel and allow you to blow shofar, even though you already yotzei your chiyuv, no one can make a bracha here. Not her, and not the tokeya. Right? Even though, if this same Baal Tokeya, who was ready Yotzei his Chiyuv, was blowing shofar for a man who didn't make it to Shul, then of course he would make a bracha, because there's a full Kiyum Tkiyah shofar here. Okay, so clearly the Mechaber, I would argue, thinks that this is a function of the Yisr Shvus. The Shvus is light, even though the Kiyum Mitzvah is weak. Darkei Moshe quotes the position of the Maharil. What does the Maharil hold? That if she can't make the bracha for herself, then the Baal Tokeya can make the bracha for her. So it seems that according to the Maharil and the Ramah, the heter of the Ravya will be based off her full-fledged Kiyum Mitzvah. That's why I think it's a related question. I mean, you're right, the question of bracha could stand independent, but it's important for gauging the three machlokas in the rush, in that way. Okay, I'm glad you asked that. Okay, so Or Zerua poses on this point a very important question. Right, what is the Or Zerua's? Quoting the Riva, Or Zerua in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, Siman Reish Samech Vav. He has a suffix. Right, essentially, what's his suffix?
Or that the words Asher Kedushan Mitzvah Tzivana are shayach to a woman in general? Or do they say something about being commanded to do something?
Okay, so what's the suffix? I gave the Or Zerua, right?
Yeah.
So what's his suffix? Shame the Riva. I just don't have it here, so you have to tell me what he says.
Can
you
women make a bracha on shofar any mitzvah that they're not mechuyava? Is it because if they're permitted to go shofar even though it's a shvut, is it better for them to say can I say a bracha or not on shofar?
That's a suffix, just machlokas between the Rambam and Rabbeinu Tam.
No,
yes, you have those Zerua.
It's on the
pages, I think. I gave out.
Oh, here it is. Yeah.
So what's the suffix?
Blowing shofar an actual, are they fulfilling something, therefore you can say a bracha? Or is the reason you can do it on Rosh Hashanah because anyone can blow a kol yom kulo?
Oh.
Yeah.
Right? The Or Zeruah has, according to Riva, has exactly this suffix. Could you infer from the heter blowing shofar for the woman that she has a full fledged kiyum mitzvah? And therefore that you can make a bracha? Or do you say, and no, the reason why you can blow a shofar is because there never really is an Isser Shavuos in blowing shofar in Rosh Hashanah. I mean, does the heter stem from the weakness of the Shavuos, in which case it tells you nothing about Nashim Somchos Rishos in general and the quality of their Kiyum Mitzvah? Or does the heter stem from the force of Nashim Somchos Rishos? Right? It has exactly this suffix. Now, implicitly, what does he assume in that second side, Q? What's his assumption about Shavuos B'Tkiyah Shofar?
According to the second side, it's not such a big deal.
Yeah, and what does he even say explicitly with Dina as a din? Does he think that there's a problem of blowing shofar gratuitously on Rosh Hashanah?
Nope.
No. Right? Read his language. Yeah, even though he was Yotze, according to the Arzurua. Come home from shul, you can blow as many kolos as you want. Right, so clearly he thinks that there's no problem of Shavuos. So what? The Arzurua here is just arguing like the Taz, same point as the Taz, and Tafkuf Tei Ches Hei? That there's no Isser Shavuos whatever in Tkiyah Shofar? That's what he's arguing? No?
I mean, he's not saying there's no shul. He's saying that once there is a shul, you have
your
shul to break the
shul. But why? I already was Yotze my Chiv in shul. He says, I could come home and blow as many kolos as I want.
Right, so that reshoot that maybe be Yotze
your Chiv,
that allows you to sort of break the
reshoot,
break the shul, like all day.
Because it's part of your Chiv? Mm-hmm. It's very ambitious. I like where you're going. We'll come back to that. Okay? But he does seem to be saying it's totally fine. So what happened to the Isser Shavuos? Let's turn to another case. That's the question of Nashim. What about the case of Ta? Let's say you're in Shul, and the rabbi is up there with the Baal Tokeah, or wherever the Makri is. So is there a problem of making him go back on extra kolos gratuitously? Or should every time you consider whether or not you have to make the Baal Tokeah go back, you have to worry that maybe this could be an extra kol shelo letzorech? What do you think?
Real question.
What?
Sorry, you say
that wasn't an option.
Can you say?
I think every time the Makri is up there.
Yeah.
So does he have to worry about making the Baal Tokeah go back gratuitously, and maybe he's forcing him to violate an Isser Shavuos shelo letzorech? Or do you say, oh, it's a suffix? Meaning, even if you want to have a question by woman and say that it's a voluntary mitzvah. So here it's a little stronger than a voluntary mitzvah. Here it's like a suffix and whether you're a yotze this kol.
I mean, how do we answer the extra 90 kola that, like...
Okay, so let's do this question, then we'll come to the extra 90 kola question.
Yeah.
You're right, it is a very parallel question. I would distinguish between two different kinds of sveikos. I had a suffix whether or not you got the right kol, as the mitzvah is. I mean, given that we're supposed to blow 100 kolos, so do I have to worry about blowing 102? 110. There's a separate shiloh when the chachamim imposed the extra kolos, should they have had to worry about the Isser Shavuos of Tkiyah Shofar? Okay, so I'll come to that second question in a moment. So what do we know about this Makri question?
A lot of it's dependent on whether or not...
But do we know any facts?
That you do have to go back to the...
Yeah. In fact, this is what we do.
Do we see any sources on this? Who discusses this kind of a case?
don't remember who, but I remember what was said.
What was that?
That each, one of them is that every time you make like part of a sound you mess up, it's not really a break in the sounds you're making, and so you can keep going because that's just like what happens. In
Are you talking about the Ramban and the Machamos, maybe?
Possibly.
Who's, did we see the Rush?
Oh, the Rush and Rav Eliakim.
Excellent. The Rush, Perek Dalit, Halacha Yud Aleph. Very, very famous Rush. Ma'aseh b'Megentza. Right, they had this story in Megentza where the Baal said, okay, I got everything wrong. You can get to the year. Ma'aseh b'Megentza b'Shnas Tav Tav Kofei. So, Shetaka Hatokea Pamayim Tashrat. V'Shlishi Taka Be'Shvarim. So, he did a Tashrat. And then he did two shvarims. Instead of doing tashrat. So he did tashrat, two shvarims. V'hischi lohariya. And then after two shvarims, he started doing a trua. So v'hichziru k'tzas hakal l'rosh. So a lot of the people in the tzibur made him go back to the beginning of the set. U'miktzas hakal amru. No, takea shever echad. V'sayim. Just blow one more shvarim and you'll be fine. And then he went back to the beginning. Right, but who his chil
it
koa kivet chila? What?
It's funny, like the famous like
machloket
of like the year, like.
Yeah, tough.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah,
Maisa against
that. What? Like, everyone talked about this Maisa against that. Yeah. So what happens? So they made him go back. The kas aleim Rabbeinu Yakim bar Rabbi Yosef is very upset. Va'amar im chachma im kan zikna yesh kan. Right, there's no wisdom here, just old people. V'shalokidin hechziru. And it was against the halacha making him to go back. Why?
That's chachma.
Yeah, I think it's a chachma.
Okay.
I think so.
It's okay.
Rabbi Lazar Bereb Nasan Chosno, his son-in-law, Rabbi Lazar Bereb Nasan, the grandfather of the Rabbia, the Rabban. We saw the Rabban on Rediyas HaPas, actually. He had the Mukta argument. Rabbi Lazar Bereb Nasan Chosno, hiskim l'dvarav, V'amar shelo k'din ichziru v'gam hatokea avar al shavus drabanan. That for all the extra kolos that you made him go back on, he violated an isur shavus drabanan. That's a very big chiddush. Because here it seems like there's a suffix whether or not he had to go back, and he's saying, even in a case of suffix, that doesn't warrant the extra kolos. That's a very big chiddush of the Rabban. The Or Zeruah is directly contrary to this. The Or Zeruah thinks that even shelo l'tzorech klal, even after your Yotzei Yochiv, you could come home and blow shofar. So what's going on here? So the Shagas Aryeh is very bothered by this. I mean, he clearly likes the Rabban, but he's bothered by the stance of the Or Zeruah. So he says, oh, maybe he holds that you can't have a shavus l'chatzi yom. Like, it can't be that Chachamim said it's only a shavus with respect to the first half of the day for the chiyuvim, but not a shavus with respect to the second half of the day. Or, he says, maybe it's like a mitoch shehot shel tzorech, chot shenami shelo tzorech. Maybe it has to do with the mechanics of the Chachamim's ability to impose takanos. So maybe the Or Zeruah felt it can't be l'miktzas hayom, against all the shitas that we've seen in the Rush. Maybe that's what the Or Zeruah had in mind. So before we answer, we're going to make a different suggestion for the Or Zeruah. But before we come back to our suggestion for the Ruzah, let's come to Pinchas's case. How do you deal with the Minyan HaKolos? And why is nobody worried about the Isser Shvus in how many Kolos we're supposed to blow initially? Okay, so we know the Gemara tells us on Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph in Rosh Hashanah that you're supposed to have 9 kolos midaraisa. So how do you get to 30?
We don't know the order, so
you don't know the order.
We don't know the type of chua.
Or something specific about the chua. How many different kinds of chua can you have?
Three.
3 times 9
is 30.
Right. 3 times 9 is 30. Very good.
Or
how do you count for the extra 3? Shram Chua, you count as 2 kolos.
Yeah. Right.
Should it count as 2 kolos?
I don't know. The hundreds are arbitrary. Anyway.
What should it depend on? Whether it's 2 kolos or 1 kol? Shram Chua.
If
the kol trua is really.
Neshima achas or bez neshimos.
Right.
Whether or not you think you're supposed to blow the shvarim trua as one with one breath, meaning it's one kol, whether you're supposed to take a breath in between, meaning it would be two kolos. Right, if you hold it, you're doing two neshimos, you're taking a breath in between, it'll be three extra kolos there. Right? So either way, at best you have 30. How do you get to 100? What? So you have 30 as a suffix d'oraisa. What?
At best it's 27.
But then you have three extra, because the shvarim chua, if you count each shvarim chua as two kolos.
I'm saying no, that's if you're counting those two kolos. If you think that the shvarim chua is one kol, then you have 27. If you think that the shvarim chua is two kolos, then you have
30.
30.
Good.
Fine. Oh, you're saying at best you're saying not lower bound, you're saying upper bound.
Yeah, so I'm saying at best you have 30. As a suffix d'oraisa. How do you get to 100?
Sisera.
Yeah, mother of Sisera. Tosus quotes that matters. She cried 100 kolos, so we blow 100 kolos for Imash Sisera. So is that medrash of Imash Sisera sufficient to override? I mean, we're mesupak now about Nashim Som Kolos Rishus, whether that sufficiently warrants extra kolos. But you're going to say that because of Imash Sisera, you get to throw in an extra 100 kolos? More to the point, let's go back to the 30 kolos. Is it really a suffix as to what the kol chua is? Suffix midoraisa, you would say?
No, because really you should just be able to be yotze with any type of
chua. Who says that?
I don't know.
Who says that? Did you see somebody says that?
No.
You're saying that misvara?
Yeah.
Oh. What? You hear Jeremy Svara? What? Well, the Gemara here says, we're misupa. Mars iskan Rabbi Avoh beKesari tkiya shlosha shvarim chua tkiya.
Ramban says.
Manushach ilule yalil if it's a shvarim leavid tkiya ilule yalil if it's a chua leavid tkiya chua tkiya. Viginuche ganich leavid tkiya shlosha shvarim tkiya. Like Mars, no, it's a suffix. It's a suffix whether it's ginuche ganich. It's a suffix whether it's ilule yalil. It's a suffix whether it's Genuche ganech ilule yalil. So you have a three-way suffix. Okay, so that's why you have to blow all three. So Jeremy, why do you say that it's you could be yotze with any kol? You're just saying it's inconceivable. Why do you say you could be yotze with any kol? Mar says Romasopa. Sounds like it's a suffix.
We're saying what the ideal trua is, but any type of cry is getting at the essence of what the sound.
See? So any cry would have a din of a trua. You see anybody who says this? Okay. Why do you have to say that?
Because some of them were from Kesar, one of them only blew Ilu Yalil, so that means that a Paskin.
So maybe they were in Yosei Tkiyah Shofar. Some towns thought it was Ilu Yalil, some thought it was Genuche Ganich, some thought it was both.
They all had different traditions, they were all not Yosei.
Yeah. Well, you think today everyone's Yosei Kriyas Torah? If you have the right Sefer Torah, you'll say. If not, you don't. Depends on your Masorah.
Well, once the Gemara goes through those different places, it sounds like they all knew about it. They had so traditions, they only put one set.
So you guys are uncomfortable with, like, Nishtar Viv HaMasorah. You don't like the idea that, like, it's, you know, for hundreds of years, there are people who weren't being Yotzei Tkiyah Shofar.
Yeah.
So this was the question posed to Rav Haigon. I don't understand.
Isn't that where you said that crazy thing about Minhag?
I think, this is the truth where he said, Pukhazi Maida Hamadavar, as people are doing. Yeah. He doesn't say it maybe becomes halacha. He says, if you want to know what the halacha is, you have to look at Pukhazi Maida Hamadavar, as people are doing. So Pagan was asked this question, but more to the point, what was he asked? The Minhag of the Gonim, and this is how the Rambam actually paskins in Hilchos Shofar, is to do what? What did the Gonim do?
This was 30.
Okay, fine, but why is she the Gonim problematic? The Gonim Paskin and the Rambam Paskins this way, that you blow a Tashrat, let's say in the first Brachos of Musaf, and then a Tashat in the second Brachos of Musaf, and then a Tarat in the last Brachos.
Tosus asks this,
yeah.
And it says, that's how you change the
Minhag. Right.
So it's a tartar de sasri. If it's genuche ganich, let's say, whatever it is, so then you're yotze tkei shofar of malchios. If it's supposed to be a shvarim chua, then you're yotze tkei shofar of zechronos. But mimanu shach, you're not going to be yotze the full mitzvah tkei shofar, because you're supposed to have shofar and malchios, zechronos, and shofros. But if you split it like the gonim did, they did tashrat, tashat, and tarat, between three different brachos, then mimanu shach, you're not going to be yotze in two out of three. That's the question posed to the Torah Paigon. And indeed, the Ram Paskins at that time, what do? We get out of this problem. We follow Tosos. Tosos counted the minute of the Gonim. What did he say? Split it up like we do. We do in each set a Tashrat, Tashat, and Tarat. Meaning we have all three kolos for each set of brachos. The Gonim split the different shuros between the brachos. So according to them, the Manu Shach and I Yotze. So they asked Rav Haigon this question, and they said, you know, you guys aren't Yotze Tkiyah Shofar. So he answered like Jeremy. He said, really, Me'ikar Adin, any of the truos are Yotze Midaraisa? Any of the truos are Yotze Midaraisa? The Gemara on Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph was just asking a question as like, yeah, we have a Masorah from one town that is this way, a Masorah from another town that is that way. That's not a problem, because they're all fine kolos of trua. So what was he doing? So why did Iskan Re'avah B'Kesari that you have to do all three? Because he just wanted to unite the minog. Mishpat achas, mishpat echad v'torah achas yelachem. It was a question of uniformity of minog, of uniformity of practice, not a question of whether you yotze the mitzvah of tkiyah shofar. Okay. But if that's true, now we really have to contend with Pinchas's question. Because it's one thing that if you want to say that every extra tkiya chua is a suffix midoraisa because we don't know what the chua is, so fine, they're all warranted. Each extra chua is a suffix midoraisa, you need it. But now that you can see, if you take Rav Haigon, you can see the point and you say that really meikra din, any chua is fine, so then we should try to minimize the number of kolos, because otherwise you're violating the extra, the unnecessary shvas midravana. No? Does everybody understand that? Any objections?
Not if you think of Aim Sister, then you don't care about this at all.
Even if you say Aim Sister also, well, why should that be?
Well, like, if you have a Takana of Midravan that you have to fulfill Aim Sister, like, be Aim Sister, then you don't care whether or not it's 30 or 9 that you've been able to be your din.
If that's like a real din.
Right.
Saying it's a real din, we have to fulfill 100 kolos.
So then
these are just different ways of getting there.
You still have to ask, how do you have 100 kolos?
Right, I would have said, right, who said, why is Aim Sisera sufficient?
Aim Sisera is how we know what a Yitzvah
is,
right?
Is it? Does the Gemara say that?
I think so,
Well, the Gemara uses Aim Sisera to prove the Luli Yellow, or the question is whether or not...
Well, anyway, I mean, you can look at the Gemara in Tezayin and Base if you want to see. The Gemara there says... the bottom of Tezayin of Aleph. You still have to contend with why you have Tekiyos de Mu'umad and Tekiyos de Miyushav, which the Gemara asks. That seems totally unnecessary. So there the Gemara says, Lama token Marian Kishen Yoshuin, Vitokin Marian Kishen Omdin, Kedela Arvi Vesasatan. So you have to assume now that Kedela Arvi Vesasatan is a sufficient Kiyom of Tekiyah Shofar to warrant the extra kolos as well. It always just begs the question. Now, the Rishonim don't ask this question. The Rishonim don't ask about Shavuos, but they do ask a parallel question. They ask in terms of...
Batosif.
Batosif, excellent. You saw that?
Batosif, I'm sorry.
Yeah, Tosif where?
Antezayin.
Antezayin, he asked it? Tosif asks, how could you invoke Lari Vesasat and then you have a problem of Batosif? Tema. Tav Tosif Antezayin with base. Tema. Hakavar Mishun Batosif. Right. How could we just allow these extra kolos? There, Tosos seems to be assuming that Arvi Vesasatan is not intrinsic to the mitzvah. Right? Because otherwise you wouldn't have Baltosa problem. It's part of the Hagdara. What is Tosos' answer? Why is there no problem with Baltosa for adding on the extra tkios to Miyushav?
Because Baltosa doesn't apply to adding on, doing one mitzvah, doing one mitzvah a lot of time.
He says it's sharper, I think.
Yeah.
Right. He has that. You're right.
Percy tries to say that it's not the derb bismanum, but he rejects it.
Right. You can never have bal tosef just for doing the mitzvah more. Okay. People quote it differently. People quote it as saying that you can have bal tosef when you're just adding on to your kiyum mitzvah. When you're yotzei, so now you're just doing a couple more. You can't have bal tosef.
What's the difference between that and taking 5 minutes when you phrase it that way?
Because you're not just doing more of your mitzvah, you're adding to the chafshishal mitzvah. If you take your lulav 5 times,
okay,
that's the Rashba has a similar problem. He asked Tosef's question, rejects his answer. The Rashba says that it's because you can't have Tosef on Xer Darbanan. I mean, once Darbanan tell you to go ahead and do this, so you're never going to have a problem about Tosef. That's how he wants to solve the problem. So that seems to say that it is more built into the mitzvah based off the way the Chachamim construed it. One final point here. How does the Ramban contend with this problem of the Gaonim? How did the Ramban explain the Tarta de Sasri and the Minog that they split up the different Shuvos? He didn't want to give Rav Haigon's answer. He didn't want to say that Kol HaKolos Ksherim. What did the Ramban say in the Mechamos?
It's not like there's no mitzvah on the Yachad. The mitzvah on the Yachad is just like here.
Yeah, and to say it more.
And then the 100 kolos or whatever is like the tzibor or whatever, but it's
okay, but not just the mitzvah and tzibor, more precisely. What is it?
I don't know.
Very important Ramban for Tekiah Shofar. Jeremy, see the Ramban?
Yeah.
Hard Ramban to work through. What?
Yeah, I didn't really get it.
Okay, so the Ramban here in the third wide line says, the Ramban says that the real mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar is not the tkiyos that you have in Shimon Esrei. The mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar of Rosh Hashanah is the tkiyos demiyushav that you do when you make the bracha earlier. That's the real mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar. Why are you blowing in Shmonas, right? The Ramban says, that's like you find by Tanis. That you blow Shofar in a Tanis also. It's like nice part of, it's a nice addition. K'mo Shemotzina B'tainios, V'chein B'shas Melchama, Shemosifim Brachos, U'masriyin Alayan. And then the Ramban says, V'yachid chai b'tkios v'tshuos, She'ein yachid v'yachid chai b'tkios v'tshuos, Elachovas brachosu. An individual is not, this is what Rachel was quoting, an individual is not obligated in the tkios of Shemon Esrei, right? It's just part of the Nusach HaTfila. Shematzriyin behen, Dai lehen b'tkia kolshu, Kedei she'yis ala tfila seinu b'shofar. Since the shofar is just there to accompany the tfila, so you don't need the right shua. You need the right shua for the first 30 kolos to be able to the mitzvah. But for just accompanying the tefillah sheyala zichroneinu, so there you don't need the Ramban argues that you don't need the right shua. It's kia called b'shua called usadi. So again, according to Ramban, why is that? Why does that justify? These are just extra tekios. Why does that justify the shuvos? So what's the answer to all this? What's the answer to Or Zeruah? In light of Chana's comment earlier. And what's the answer to the Chacham Tzvi's attack on the Taz? How could you say it's all mutter legamri? You could say, how could you say there's no isser shvus? From the Gemara, it seems that there is. And you want to accept the explanation of the Shagas Aryeh, that it's the technicality of ein shvus lechatzi yom? That's what you want to say?
want to say it's mitoch shehutzel tzorach chutzen amish lo tzorach.
The cases that were being, if you go back to the idea of that,
so we saw three discussions in three cases: Nashim case, the Talos case, and now I'm raising this last case about the institution of the number of kolos.
So going back to what's his name, who said that it's a deen in that Rabbanan can't get rid of
Taz's second answer.
Taz's second answer, right? So if you go along with that, that there's something fundamental about Tkiyat Shofar, a certain way you do it. For example, in a way that you do it, like the Ramban says in Shmoneh Esrei, that it's not actually. And this even works okay with the first answer of the Taz, that it's not. When he's saying it's not. You're never minagim b'shofar. Maybe he's talking specifically about Rosh Hashanah, and there's something special about shofar that makes it have this status that there's actually it's not a problem.
What's the special about?
It's Yom Teruah.
Oh, okay, very good.
Yeah,
put that together with Chana's comment. This is something I heard also from my father. That the Torah itself never tells you that there's a mitzvah of Tkiyat Shofar in Rosh Hashanah. The Torah never tells you there's a tzivoy of how many kolos you're supposed to have. The Torah never tells you what the kol is. The Torah never tells you what the ma'aseh tkiyah is. Just characterizes the entire day as Yom Teruah Yehiyeh Lachem. In fact, the Yerushalmi, when it wants to prove that there is a chi of Tkiyat Shofar on Shabbos, says Yom Teruah Yehiyeh Lachem Mikol Makom. The day itself is defined as a Yom Teruah. So you can't say you're not going to have Chiyuv Tkiyat Shofar on Shabbos. It's the very definition of the day. So my father wanted to argue that maybe, since the Torah never talks about the Maisa Tkiyah as the Chiyuv, the Minyan HaKolos is never important in the Torah's formulation. In fact, like the Rambam says, for example, that a Shofar HaGazel is Kasher. Why? Because Ein B'Kol Din Gezel. It's not the Maisa Tkiyah that's significant. It's the Kol Shofar on Rosh Hashanah that's the Kiyam Mitzvah. That's why a Shofar HaGazel is not considered a Mitzvah Baba Avera. So he wanted to suggest that maybe every Kol Chua, or even a Kol Tkiyah on Rosh Hashanah, is part of the Kiyam Mitzvah of the Yom, as Yom Chua Yelachem, Mikol Makom. So that's why the Ramban could come along and the Ramban could easily say, yeah, you know what? You have extra tkiyos to be malah zichroneinu b'petruos in Shmoneh Esrei. It's not part of the chiyuv mitzvah of tkiyah shofar shal Rosh Hashanah. That's okay. But it's built into the kiyum of the yom. Yom Chua Yelachem. So that's how also the Or Zeruah could come along and he could say, you know what, I disagree with... You'll see the Shulchan Aruch rules against that. Shulchan Aruch says you have to stop once you finish your chiyuv. But the Or Zeruah would say every kol shofar on Rosh Hashanah is a kiyum. So he also wanted to explain that based off the Gemara on Chavav Amid Aleph, the Gemara says that you can't, a shofar shel zahav is possible for Rosh Hashanah because in kategar nasa sanegar. The Gemara says that's ridiculous. There are so many cases where you are allowed to use zahav. Right, so how do you know when you have a problem of in kategar nasa sanegar of cheda egel and when you don't? So the Gemara says anytime it's something that's being machnis lifnai v'lifnim, like the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, so then you have a problem of in kategar nasa sanegar. What about shofar? Isn't shofar a case of bachutz? It's not lefnai v'lefnim. It's not in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So the Gemara says very nicely that no, the shofar is also ma'ala zechornos shel Yisrael lefnei amakom. Something like that. So therefore, the shofar itself has a din of lefnim. So if you argue that the shofar itself has a kiyum of almost a tefillah on Rosh Hashanah, so then you could argue that there's no shir to it. It's almost like you say levai sheyispal adam kol yom kula. So now, put those two points together. Point number one is that there's no shear to the kiyum mitzvah of shofar. Point number two, the kiyum mitzvah of shofar is not just a ma'aseh mitzvah that happens on the day of Rosh Hashanah, but it's definitional to the day. So if you put both of those points together, then you'd emerge by saying that you won't have an iser shvus for tkiyah shofar at all during Rosh Hashanah.
Because shofar, throughout the entire day, given that it's the definition of the day, can never be also b'torah shavus on Rosh Hashanah. That's the suggestion for the Or Zeruah and for the first answer in the Taz. So now you come back and you say that it's true. It's true that you might have the tkiyah shofar itself should constitute a shavus, and tkiyah shofar might be a shavus when it comes to other yamim tovim for the Or Zeruah. But with respect to Rosh Hashanah, that's defined as Yom Tshuva Yelechem, so you wouldn't have any Isha Shavuos whatsoever. Okay. That's what we wanted to say for Shavuos, for Tkiyah Shofar on Rosh Hashanah. So on Sunday, we'll pick up with the Gemara on Dalet Amud Aleph. From the two dots on Dalet Amud Aleph through Dalet Amud Beis, towards the bottom of Hey Amud Aleph. We just have to read through the whole Shaka Vitaria. We're going to focus first on the question of Akir V'Hanacha Melgabi Mokom Dalet Al Dalet. Do you need Akira and Hanacha from a place that's Dalet al Dalet? We'll see the Gemara as a Hav Miyatir Machalik between them. Okay, so read through the whole Shaka Vitaria there, but don't worry about the Kluta Sugya. The Kluta Sugya, we're going to go back and work through the Kluta part. Akira v'Hanacha Miyagavi Mokam Dalet al Dalet. I'll email Amakoros hopefully either tonight. It'll take you a while to get through the Shaka Vitaria, but hopefully tonight or tomorrow morning. Email Amakoros. All right.